God's goal is one goal, to conform you to Jesus Christ.
And Dr. Tony Evans says the Holy Spirit can do that when we allow Him to develop a growing spiritual life inside us.
You should be going from one level of spirituality to the next level by means of the expansion in the soul.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. We've all glanced in a mirror to make sure we look presentable to those we meet. But to check out how we look on the inside, our reflection can only be accurately revealed through the lens of the Bible. Well, today, Dr. Evans tells us how the Holy Spirit works with that reflection, changing us from the inside out when we approach the Bible with the idea, I want to be like Christ. Let's join him in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 as he explains.
Everyone who's under the sound of my voice, me, you, and us, are living with a distorted soul. Have you ever been to one of those carnivals that have mirrors that distort you? They make you look real tall and skinny, or real fat, or real, you know, reconfigured. They distort things. You may think you're okay, but your soul has been distorted. And it comes up with all kind of configurations that damage our lives. The infection that has infected every single person on planet Earth, although it is expressed to different levels of degrees, to different levels of intensity, but that we all possess. It is the predisposition built in to every person to do wrong and to rebel against the standard of God. Now, I have to say something to you to begin this. Verse 18 says three words I don't want you to miss. He says, but we all. But we all. So whatever I'm getting ready to say, you are not an exception to. I don't care about your background, who your mama was, who your daddy was, what they did, how bad it got, what you've done, how long it's been there, but we all. So everything that I'm getting ready to tell you applies to you, so you can't come back to me and say, but you don't know my situation. Because Paul says, regardless, but we all. So this applies to you and me, where you are, how you are, to transform you from there to where God wants you to be. He says over and over again in verse 17 and 18, the Lord is the Spirit, and the Spirit is the Lord. So the name of the Spirit we want to focus on is the name the Lord. God's goal is not external reformation or infection management. His goal is spiritual transformation. The only way you know that you are growing in your Christian life is that you are changing. If you are not changing, it means you are not growing, even though you might be shouting. Until there is change, what he calls transformation, spiritual development is not occurring. You must approach your need for spiritual transformation with unveiled face. All right, so we got first thing is that if you want to deal with the infection, you got to come clear and clean and honest with no camouflage. That'll change the way you pray right there. Because now you got to be honest with God. You must behold as in a mirror the glory of God. So now we got to talk about the mirror. In biblical days, they did not have glass mirrors. They had polished brass. Polished brass is not like a glass mirror. You shine the brass, you hold the brass up, but you had to manipulate the brass until you got the light hitting the brass just right so it reflected back on you so that you could get a pretty good look at it. So you just couldn't go like a mirror and do this. You had to work with it a little bit until you saw you in it. That's why he says you must behold, which means stare at the glory of the Lord. Okay, let me take you deeper. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 19. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear. Quick to hear what? What God's point of view is. Slow to speak. Slow to speak what? What your point of view is. And slow to get anger. Anger over what? That what God says and what you say don't agree. So the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Just because you're mad about what God says because it's different than what you say, God says tough. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness, all that remains of wickedness, in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. Now, he's writing to Christians because he calls them my beloved brethren. Remember, when you accepted Christ, your spirit got saved, not your soul. Your soul is being saved. That happens over time. Your spirit is saved instantaneously. So he says, I want your soul, the infection, to be delivered, saved. And the way that is you must receive the word, but notice the word implant has an ED on it. You have an implant that's already inside of you that's ready to receive. The implant is the Holy Spirit operating in your human spirit. You got an implant in your soul that's ready to receive the word. Prove yourselves to be doers of the word and not hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. Okay, here we go with the mirror. And once he has looked at himself and gone away, he immediately has forgotten the kind of person he was. But the one who looks, watch this, intently, because it's a brass mirror, you got to work with it, who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides in it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man is blessed in what he does. So watch this. He says, if you want to be transformed, have your soul saved, have the infection dealt with, you must come to God with an unveiled face, and you must come to the mirror, which is his word. But don't come like a man who looks at his face and turns away. The Greek word for man is the word male. Don't come like a male. To put it another way, if you want to be transformed, come to the mirror like a female, not like a male. A male will look, see, and turn away. Females don't look, see, and turn away. Females hang out in the mirror, stay in the mirror, meander in the mirror, until they get it right. In fact, as you've heard me say before, females hang out in multiple mirrors. There is mirror number one. This is the one in the bathroom that shows them how messed up they got sleeping last night. The hair is messed up, boo-boo is in the eyes, wrinkled on the face. That's mirror number one. Mirror number two is aptly named the vanity mirror. She moves to vanity, where she looks in the mirror and begins the process of fixing up what mirror number one showed was messed up. Then she goes to mirror number three. This is the hand mirror she uses to look at mirror number two to fix what's behind her, because she needs that mirror to see this mirror. Then there's mirror number four. That's the full body mirror where she looked in it, turning because she wants to see how it all looks. Then there's mirror number five. This is the visor when she gets in the car and begins to look down and begins to check her lipstick. Then there's mirror number 6. That's in your purse right now, your compact. Mirror number 6. In other words, they stay in the mirror, abide in the mirror, and hang out in the mirror until they get it right. He says, if the soul is going to be changed, you must come to the word with an unveiled face. And when you come there, don't be like a man who wants to read it and go. Hang out there a little bit. How long? Till you see your face in it. Till you see you. See, people read the Bible, but don't see them. He says, you hang out, look intently, James says, abide in it until you see God is talking to you. Not just talking about David, not just talking about Solomon, but he's talking to you. You hang out in that mirror until you get exposed. Why? Because, you see, no man or woman can see their own face. You don't see your face. Help me now. Right now, look at your face. You can't see your face. The only way you know what you look like is you have a mirror. And guess what? The mirror tells you the truth. You may think you look like Denzel. You may think you look like Halle Berry. But the mirror is going to inform you you're not even close. The mirror is going to bring to you reality. He says you must come with unveiled face, with the boo-boo in your eye and the hair messed up. You come with the raw reality of the infection of the soul. Then you sit down and you read and meander until the Holy Spirit sees, lets you know I'm talking to you. Now the word is speaking personally. You're not just reading a page.
Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message in just a moment.
The Bible tells us that spiritual transformation begins when God brings us into a new relationship with Christ. And Dr. Evans says it's the Holy Spirit who provides that enduring link to Christ, bringing us freedom and deliverance. That's why he's put together a brand new devotional book, a collection of 60 devotional prayers that'll help you discover and connect with the Spirit. It's called Praying Through the Names of the Holy Spirit, and it goes hand in hand with today's message. We'd love for you to be one of the first to receive this powerful new book of devotional prayers from Dr. Evans. Contact us today, make a contribution to the ministry, and we'll send you, as our thank you gift, this new book along with all 12 messages from the 2-volume audio series we've been listening to today, The Names of the Holy Spirit. Go to TonyEvans.org to make your online donation and request. But don't wait, this special Holy Spirit package is only available for a limited time. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or call our Resource Center day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
Hey ladies, ready for a soul-fulfilling, faith-awakening adventure? Dive into the Desperate for Jesus Conference, where fun meets faith in a sisterhood. This July 26th and 27th, get ready to laugh, worship, and grow with Crystal Hurst, Priscilla Shire, and special guests Jackie Hill Perry, Dr. Nicole Massey-Martin, and Carol Kent. Refresh your spiritual foundation and connect with like-minded women in faith. Hurry over to dfjconference.com to learn how to watch live via simulcast. That's dfjconference.com.
This week, I want you to read all of James 1. Read it every day and think about it and take your time. And maybe if it's too much, just take a paragraph and just read it over until something clicks inside. This is you. Then decide on the action you will take in light of what showed up in the mirror. He said, don't just be a hearer, but be an effectual doer. In other words, what am I going to do now that I've been exposed? Now that the word has exposed me, what am I going to do differently? What action am I going to take? Because he says, if you hear it and are exposed to it, but take no action, it will not benefit you. Action activates what you read being exposed. So the reason that we are not changing is we're either not coming with an unveiled face, we're not coming honestly, or we're not allowing the word to be a mirror. We're just reading it because we're supposed to, but we're not giving God permission to show us what's wrong, to expose us, or if he shows us, there is no action taken to show we're serious about what we saw. What good is seeing that you're messed up in the mirror if you don't pick up a comb? What good is seeing that you're messed up in the mirror if you don't pick up soap and a washcloth? It was good that you saw it, but you still haven't changed. There's no transformation. But when the unveiled face meets the mirror of the word and you see it's talking to you and a step of action is taken, transformation begins. And you will discover something. You are being transformed, he says, into the image of the Lord. God's goal is one goal, to conform you to Jesus Christ. That's his goal. To make you like Christ in your actions, attitudes, character, and conduct. That's his goal. To make you look like Jesus. If Jesus wasn't cussing people out, he don't want you cussing people out. If Jesus wasn't being mean, he doesn't want you to be mean. He wants you to become more like him in your attitudes and in your actions. It doesn't happen all at one time, but you should be controlling yourself more next year than you did this year because you've been growing. You've been changing. You should be in more control over your passions next year than you were this year because you are changing. You see things changing because if you're not changing, you're not growing. Change is the proof of growth. He says, and you are being transformed into that same image. Now, let me give you a warning. Here's the warning. The warning is, if you take this seriously and you go before the mirror of the word with an unveiled face until God exposes something in your life, the flesh is going to throw a temper tantrum. Your unredeemed humanity is going to rebel. Because it does not want the expansion of the spirit messing with the soul. The soul is saying, look, I've been fine all these years. Now you're going to all of a sudden get all spiritual and mess with me. It's going to throw a temper tantrum. It's going to resist the attempt for you to change you or for God to change you. So there will be pushback. In fact, it will be so much pushback that the flesh will try to find new roots. You know how we hide and try to do stuff and find new ways to get it done? That flesh is going to try new roots. It's like when the pastor was preaching, people in the congregation was drinking too much. He said, I wish if I had the power, I would pour all the whiskey in the river. He was making a strong thing against alcoholism, throwing all the liquor in the river. He was preaching hard. Song leader came up at the end of service. Said, shall we all stand? Let's sing the closing hymn. Shall we gather at the river? The flesh is going to find a way to try to get around. But he says, you are being transformed from glory to glory. Okay? From one level to the next level. In other words, your growth is in levels. Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. It says, that's how this happens. It happens in levels. Facts is not going to disappear tomorrow, but you should be getting better. You should be going from one level of spirituality to the next level by means of the expansion in the soul. So here's how you know that it's time to move to the next level, to the next grade level. Here's how you know. You know, just like in school, when it was time to go to the next grade level, you had a test. That's why I want you to read James 1, because the first 18 verses deal with the test. Please pay attention here. A test is an adverse circumstance that God causes or allows in your life to take you to the next spiritual level. A test in the Bible is adverse situations, circumstances, events that God causes or allows in your life. It's not something you cause. It's something God allows or causes with the express purpose of taking you to the next spiritual level. Romans 8, 28 says, all things work together for good to them who love God and are called according to his purpose. Verse 29 says, to conform you to the image of Christ. And you know God is ready to do something new when he puts you in a test. All of our human reaction is to react to the test rather than to react to the reason for the test. That's why the Bible says, in James 1, let patience have its perfect work while you're in the test. We try to illegitimately get out the test, which only means there'll be a retest. See, I don't care how hard you get. You may even get out of it for a minute, but God believes in retesting until you pass that grade level to take you to it. Some of you have been married 5 times. Because you ain't passed one test. And so you just think jumping from mate to mate is the answer to your problem when God is trying to show you, you the problem. That's why you need 5 different people to deal with you. So he's trying to give you a test. He will bring circumstances into your life to make you mad so that you can see whether you're more in control of your anger or not. You say, I'm not more in control. He's going to say, I don't believe you. I'm from Missouri. We're going to see whether you're in more in control. I'm going to give you a test. He will put all kinds of things or allow all kinds of things to test you. Because when you pass the test, you now move to a new level of glory and a new level of spiritual transformation.
Dr. Evans will come back to wrap up this message in just a moment. Stay with us. First, though, today's lesson is part of Tony's current series called The Names of the Holy Spirit. Don't forget, for a limited time, we're offering the full-length version of all 12 lessons in this 2-volume series on CD or digital download, along with Tony's brand-new devotional prayer book, Praying Through the Names of the Holy Spirit. They're yours as our way of saying thanks for your contribution to this ministry. Just visit TonyEvans.org to get the details. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional. That's TonyEvans.org. Or you can call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our friendly team members assist with your request. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. We've all seen the effects of intoxication, the impact of someone being filled with alcohol. It changes their behavior, the way they speak, even how they walk. On Monday, Dr. Evans will look at how a believer's life is to be under the influence, but not of alcohol. Right now, though, he's back with his final thought for today.
When a woman is pregnant, it shows. Belly, change in appetite, shift in mood. I mean, numbers of things change. You know why they change? Because life is growing on the inside and it's just showing up on the outside. And you know how life got there? Intimacy. There was intimacy that produced life. Life began to expand and it began to change her. When the Holy Spirit entered you, there was a conception in your human spirit by the Holy Spirit. And he wants your soul to get bigger. He wants your soul to expand so that there's a birth of a transformed life emerging from you. Guess what? The infection I have and you have and we have, God has already come up with an antidote.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative. Made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.